Moncrief on News Talk.
Yes, the weather is absolutely rotten, but is that just a run of bad meteorological luck or part of a trend? Is climate change making the Irish summer even worse? Prepare to be depressed. Cathal Nolan is a climate scientist at UCD. Good afternoon, Cathal.
A very good afternoon, Sean.
Is it more difficult in the first instance to even predict the weather, or becoming more difficult?
Well, I suppose, meteorologically speaking, the weather forecast for Ireland and indeed the part of Northwest Europe that we find ourselves in traditionally has been one of the most difficult forecasts in the world, typically. That's on account of the fact that we essentially live on the shore of the second largest ocean in the world, and at all stages we're very much at the whims of its various moods and indeed of that of the jet stream as well. So typically it has always been difficult to predict, but throw in this banner, of course, of anthropogenic climate change, and then it becomes even more difficult to predict. The change of the seasons, the seasonality, the timing that we see our weather events, all of which seem to be increasingly impacted by climate change.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the jet stream there. Is the jet stream changing?
The jet stream, I think, is one of the key variables as to why we're seeing this, I suppose, the changes that we have experienced over the past while, and will continue to do so. There's been a lot of kind of promising research done by a professor in America, Jennifer Francis. And essentially what she believes is happening is the jet stream itself, if we think about it as a phenomenon, it depends upon temperature differential between much colder air to the north across Arctic regions and much warmer air to the south across maybe subtropical areas. But what we've seen over the past while, of course, is that temperatures in the Arctic are rising almost at 2 to 3 times the rate that they are in other parts of the world. So we're seeing a weakening of that trend. And to use a figure of speech, if you can imagine kind of cycling a bicycle, if you don't have the momentum to carry you forward, if you don't have that gradient in place between that warm and colder air, what happens then is the jet stream starts to weaken. And as it weakens, a little bit like the cyclist with a lack of momentum, it begins to meander and wobble if you want to try and keep it in an upright form. So we're seeing more, I suppose, in a way of an undulating jet stream. And at times, depending on whether you're stuck on the north side or the south side of that jet stream, it can mean that we see persistent weather events remaining in place for an extended period of time. You can think back maybe to the exceptionally wet weather that we've had throughout the spring and indeed on into the early summer, or indeed to other periods of time, maybe like 2018, where we had extended periods of drought conditions.
Mm. Well, is the jet stream likely to become more unstable?
I suppose, theoretically, if we follow on what Jennifer Francis, the research kind of suggests, is that if we continue to see a weakening of that temperature gradient, then one could expect to see more unpredictability when it comes to the jet stream. And as such, then, we can expect to see more unpredictable conditions in terms of these varying spells of alternating between, let's say, exceptionally wet, cool conditions to, at times, very warm and dry conditions.
Yeah. Now, the temperature of the Atlantic itself, is that changing? Or the surface temperature?
So I suppose the Atlantic itself, sea surface temperatures, they're continually in flux. There's various aspects, seasonality, but there's also then longer term patterns in play as well. So there's various, let's say, long term, multi-decadal variabilities that occurs within that. There's some great research been done in Maynooth at present by Dr. Gerard McCarthy there within the oceanography group. But I suppose what we've seen over the past while, I suppose over the past decade or so, is that there is an anomaly developing whereby there's an area south of Greenland and south of Iceland that we see cooler temperatures developing here. Now, this cold pool is very much related to the melting of ice that we're seeing over parts of Greenland. And as such, where we see this kind of cool pool, this freshening of the water, as it is typically, it's fresh water and not salt water that's developing at the surface, we're seeing that areas of low pressure have a tendency to sit over this cooler pool. Now, if we look at the location of those locations of the low pressure systems, what that essentially means is that we typically see more of a westerly flow, more of a southwesterly flow across the country. So we're seeing these kind of cloudier periods, these cooler periods. And as such, we're seeing the kind of poorer summer conditions that we have seen, certainly from, I suppose, the second week of June last year, right the way through the summer. And indeed, so far, June this year has been particularly disappointing as well. And unfortunately, it seems to be that it will be for the next 7 to 10 days of that as well. So those two particular factors, I think, are key in terms of the changes that we're seeing into the Irish summer over the past while.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, Cathal, people are listening to us shivering, wishing they'd worn a jumper to work today or whatever. They've also read headlines saying that Ireland seems to be getting warmer.
I suppose, yeah, it's contradictory in almost the sense of what we feel, I suppose, and then to what the actual long-term averages are saying. I suppose that comes back to the concept that I know at times it can be difficult to grasp between weather and climate. Weather is what we experience in a short-term basis, whereas climate is actually what we experience over a longer term, almost over a decadal period. While the decadal trends certainly do point towards warmer temperatures, and indeed currently temperatures are around about 1.2, 1.3 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Over the past week or so, certainly, I suppose over the past 7 to 10 days, we've seen temperatures well below average for the time of year. For the past while, they've been roughly between about 3 to 6 degrees below average. If you extend beyond just looking at Ireland, I suppose, though, you see the contrast and extremes that we're talking about in terms of climate and how difficult it is to predict. The weather for the past while over Scotland, there's been snow down to quite low levels in parts of the Highlands.
Gosh.
There was an area of Iceland as well that I was looking to visit at the start of the year, but they experienced half a foot of snow falling last week as well. And I know Iceland, typically it's not a particularly warm place, but generally speaking, at this time of the year, a half a foot of snow is a little bit exceptional. Counter that, however, by seeing heatwave conditions then in parts of Greece and into Turkey in particular, with temperatures nearing all-time record levels up at 52, 53 degrees Celsius here. So it just goes to show you, it gives you a flavour of the extremes that you can see even across the same continent.
Yeah. So the likelihood is, in Ireland in the summer, we're more likely to start having weather like we're having at the moment.
I suppose it very much depends upon the research that we're kind of looking at, and it's developing the whole time, I suppose, to get a sense and an understanding of how climate change is having an impact upon the conditions that we see on a more frequent basis. What we can say is that the research continues to point towards greater variability within the climate. And while the overall trend does point towards warmer conditions in the summer and drier conditions, certainly for parts of the south and the east, we do still have the possibility of these periods whereby there are likely to be cooler spells, whereby temperatures, on account of the factors that we just mentioned in terms of variability within the jet stream and also sea surface temperature fluxes in the Atlantic, they can lead to spells where we see particularly disappointing summer conditions, as was the case for certainly the majority of the summer last year and certainly for the start of the summer this year.
Cathal, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Cathal Nolan there, a climate scientist from UCD and Ireland's O'Weather.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.